This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on analyzing the impact of U.S. drug pricing policies on Indian pharma. The participants are Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order aimed at lowering drug prices, demanding that drug companies offer prices for prescription drugs comparable to those in other developed nations. Well, India's pharma exports to the U.S. are worth about $30 billion. In fact, one-third of drugs in U.S. are from India. Now, will this decision impact India, the markets in India? Well, for this and more, we are now joined by senior journalist Shishir Sinha. Shishirji, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Ashishir, proposal to address drug prices has been prominent in presidential agendas of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And now President Trump has actually come out with this order, giving a 30-day limit. U.S. spends about $400 billion on prescription drugs every year, three times more than any other nation. U.S. spends on an average $1,376 on drugs per person. Canada spends $864 and France $635 per person. In the light of this, how do you justify President Trump's decision?
I will just quote from his order where he said that the U.S. has less than 5% of the world population and yet funds around 3/4 of global pharmaceutical profit. That's a line which is giving the picture of the U.S. spending on drug and pharmaceutical thing. Other thing which we should understand that the U.S., like unlike many of the governments, is not purchasing the drugs directly from the pharmaceutical companies. They do so through the private channels. The private companies are supposed to procure and then supply to the government. So all those things are making the drugs more expensive, because anyone who is in this business, they will do only for the profit. They are not going to look for the welfare, because a state can think about the welfare, but a company may not be except the PSUs or the government-owned companies. They will look for the welfare. So that is creating some kind of problem. And that is why this president orders clearly said that the as the most favored nation thing. And he has said what? Most favored nation policy, where U.S. drug prices would be pegged at the lowest price it was sold in any other country. So that is the whole logic behind this new executive order, which may have impact on many of the companies in India. It may not have much impact on the generic product. Generic product, which we are very, we are promoting at the very big way. If you can remember, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always said that we should go for the generic product because it's much cheaper than a branded drug. So this is the background of this policy. And the most important thing is that the U.S. wants to cut down the prices of its product, because that is what he is saying, that we are providing more profit to the global pharmaceutical companies rather than using them for the welfare of our own people.
When we talk about generic drugs, our Prime Minister always says that, and there's also an industry which supports, or a school of thought which says, go for the salt rather than the brand. So that'll help the people. We also have our own Jan Aushadhi Kendras, where the generic salts are good. They're of standard material and they're being sold for the people of the country. Now, coming back to the US, it is strange because they fund research most of the time. So how come they are victimized or so? Because they are saying that average consumer in U.S. has to pay much more than in any other developed nation. And President Trump wants to subsidize this for the American citizens. When they are supporting research or sponsoring research a lot many times, how come they are not getting the benefit?
It's all about the supply chain. When you are saying R&D, who is doing R&D? R&D is being done by the producer.
The pharma companies.
The companies. Now, who is supplying those drugs? That's a different company. So there are two agents in the supply chain. One which is a producer and one which is a supplier.
Okay.
Now, if the supplier is not the pharmaceutical company and they are more and more focusing on the profitability, then the prices of the drug will go up. So when the U.S. government says that I am providing fund for R&D, I am promoting R&D among the pharmaceutical industry, that's one aspect. But the other aspect is that if somebody is buying from those company and then that is a kind of middleman kind of system where that drug is sourced by someone else and then it is being supplied to the U.S. government, the prices will go up. So the whole issue in this matter, the main issue in this matter is that what kind of prices you are paying for the drug and to whom, whether it is to the pharmaceutical company or to the pharmaceutical supplier.
But U.S. drug makers are not happy with this decision because that would mean probably less profit for them. Generic drugs which India exports to the U.S., it is said that their margins are very low. Their profit margins are maybe 5 to 10%. So how does it affect the Indian markets at two levels? A, our exports, and A, the stock markets, mm-hmm. which means the pharma sector.
See, when we talk about the generic one, of course, if I go by the statement which has given by the IPA, which is the Indian Pharmaceutical Association, that's a body of 23 leading Indian drug makers. They are saying that it is not going to impact much domestic generic industry. That means our generic producers are already supplying at a very low price. So that is not going to impact them. Now, who are going to be impacted? The branded one. Because the fear is that the US companies may ask them to raise the prices. When they are saying the raise the prices, because they are not getting the price in US. So wherever they have any manufacturing facility or any kind of supply chain facility, there they will go for asking them to raise the prices. So the generic one may not be impacted, but the branded one could be impacted, because if they are asked to raise the prices, that means you and me as a consumer will have to pay higher prices for the branded product. That is the real worry. But when you and me are using or consuming generic product, we should not be worried.
Despite the fact that the pharmaceutical exports year on year has increased to the US, it is 9% more this time in this financial year 25 as compared to financial year 24. When we talk of pharmaceutical exports, does it involve just medicines, or does it involve other products as well? Like, there are so many other, it involves, let's say, kits, there are those PPEs and so on and so forth.
So if you can remember, post-COVID, we have become a kind of pharma center of pharmaceutical all over the world, or what we call as
pharma capital.
Pharma capital, right? That's the right word.
Which is the Prime Minister keeps saying
exactly,
that we must
I was looking for that word. Thank you very much. So when we have become a pharma capital, then it is going to impact us. But only thing is that we have to look for the branded one. At the same time, we also have to look for that we import large quantity of raw material for the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, like API, active pharmaceutical ingredient,
yes.
which is a very critical thing. I mean, without that, you cannot produce many of the drug.
Much of that comes from China, I thought.
Yes, much of them come from China. So if the prices are going up, then we will have no other option but to raise the prices of our final product. That is one thing that is why I'm again and again saying that the branded products are going to be much more impacted than the generic product, because there the margin is much lower and they are already at a very cheaper cost. They don't have to pay for the brand. Like suppose that company A has got a patent for one particular brand.
Yes.
So they will always try to collect that money which they have paid for the patent, or it's a kind of premium they are collecting on a particular brand. But when you are buying a generic product, like you use the word salt, when you are buying a plain salt, you have to pay a normal price. But when you are buying a branded salt, you have to pay for the brand also. So there are two issues. One, the raw material supply, which we are getting or which we are importing from various other countries. And at the same time, what kind of branded products, which are also available in US, what kind of pricing they are going to follow. If they are going to reduce the prices, but in other market, they are going to increase the prices because they need to maintain their profitability or sustain the profitability.
Right. It's often said that pharma and oil lobby is very strong in the US. We'll discuss on oil some other time. Today, we are focusing on pharma.
And also, if I just please allow me to add one more line.
Yeah, sure.
Pharmaceutical industry is one thing where the price is something which is not very critical from a patient point of view. If you're a patient, you don't worry about the prices. You worry about the particular brand or particular pharma, medicine. So doctor has written a particular medicine, and if the particular brand has been prescribed, we visit number of shops to get that particular brand. And that is a psychology which is going to be exploited by the pharmaceutical companies in case they are going to raise the prices.
What is the role of insurance here? Because in America, a lot of health insurance is in the private sector. Compared to that, in India, not many people have insurance. In fact, health insured people, the number is very, very less. If one were to make the comparison, how would you think this whole thing would play out?
That's a very, very important point in our discussion. Because suppose that you, any one of me if I get admitted in a hospital or 3 to 4 days, any kind of charges, whether it is the hospitalization or the medicine, they are covered under, say, medical insurance. So that gives me some kind of comfort.
And a buffer.
And a buffer, of course. But in India, insurance penetration is much low. And especially if I talk about the health insurance and considering the increasing premium, more and more people, they did take health insurance post COVID, but now they are not renewing that policy because of the very high premium.
Yes.
So that is one factor where the cost of treatment, cost of healthcare is going up, and it is always said that one medical bill can make you a poor person.
Exactly.
So if this kind of situation is there, and if the insurance penetration is lower in India, very low in India, then any kind of price increase is certainly going to impact our population. That's the reality. In US, of course, they have a very good health insurance facility. They also have a very good social security facility.
Yes.
So they are going to provide that kind of support. But if the prices are coming down, so that is nothing to do with the insurance thing. But in India, we have to think about how these kind of security measures are going to help the patient when they are going to buy any kind of medicine.
In the corporate sector in India, they say a lot of money is made because of the branded stuff, you know, the branded accessories, whether it is the gloves or whether it is the branded medicines. Same can be said for the insurance sector in the US. Comparison is always odious, but let's do it anyway.
See, the branding in insurance may not be that important factor. The important factor, the branding works in various other consumer products.
Uh-huh.
I mean, consumer goods and services. Uh-huh. Suppose that you go to a particular shop to buy something, not because that particular shop has something extraordinary thing, but also because of that brand is very, very popular. So if we are getting treated in one particular hospital, which is a very famous corporate house run by the corporate houses, and there the charges and the cost is very high, we have to pay. In US, you are not finding that kind of thing for the US citizen. The only thing is that the cost of medicine is high because, as I told you in the beginning, that they are sourcing from the third party, not directly from the companies.
President Trump, Shishir, also says that he doesn't want to buy from expensive medicines from socialist countries. This is also one step in his attempt to help people cope with very high inflation. How do you see that?
Certainly. I mean, when you are importing large quantity of medicine from the economies where the prices are high, then, of course, the cost of supply is also going to increase, and that is going to increase the overall procurement price and overall prices which the consumer has to pay. And we need to remember that inflation in US is also giving a lot of trouble, and they are trying to curtail the inflation. I mean, they are taking all the measures to curtail the inflation. So this could be one of them. And please remember that the health insurance all over the world is picking up. It's increasing at a very rapid pace.
Yes.
In India, it is around 14%, 14%. If you see the headline inflation, it's say 3.16%. But when you go for the health insurance, it is more than 14%. So that is something which may be in the mind of US President when he was talking about this particular executive order.
Yes, he's saying that he will save trillions of dollars with this order. And he's also saying that 70 million older Americans which are using Medicaid, they'll be benefited.
Of course. See, when you are saying that you will pay what is the lowest price in a developing nation, so that means the prices of the medicine will come down. And whenever we go for the treatment, the medicine has a very, very important component of our billing. Of course, the fee charged by doctor is also important. The fee charged by hospital is also important. But if one particular component, price of one particular component, that is the medicine, as well as all the pharmaceutical equipment and the pharma care or the healthcare goods like, say, PPP kit or the gloves or something like that. If the prices of all these things come down, then your health bill will come down. And we need to think about the senior citizen where the income is, lesser than the younger population. And when they are in a silver, we call them as the silver economy, part of the silver economy. So when they are part of the silver economy, their income is lesser, and there they need something at a lower cost.
All right. Thank you, Shishir, for coming to Akashvani Studio and updating us with your views and reviews on this very important executive order by President Trump. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on analyzing the impact of U.S. drug pricing policies on Indian pharma. The participants were Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.